listening to His Time. It is Tuesday, September 22nd, and I'm Andy Bates. It is time for our guest segment this morning, Patty Ross. She's the newly elected president of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, joining us by phone this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Andy.
Great to have you as our guest this morning. Looking forward to talking about LWML. Share with us a little bit about what is LWML.
Well, LWML is the official women's auxiliary of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which means in that capacity we function as a supporting group for our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
And how long have you been involved with Lutheran Women's Missionary League?
Well, I've been involved with Lutheran Women's Missionary League probably since I was a child, because my mother was also involved in it. And I can't remember a time when we didn't have a little Lutheran Women's Missionary League mite box sitting on our kitchen table, which we put our coins and our money in to support missions.
So you've always been connected with LWML. Why? What is it that, what have you done with your involvement in LWML? What have you done over the years as you've learned more about it and become involved? What are some of the things that that you've had an opportunity to be involved in?
When I first started out, of course, as a child, I thought of it as giving money for missions. But then as I got older and got more involved, I realized that this was a wonderful opportunity to engage women in mission awareness. And the LWML does that through so many different ways. We have lots of Bible study because we take our mission inspiration from God's Word. Also, a lot of opportunities for service. Some of our women go directly on mission trips. But most importantly, we have a lot of senders in the Lutheran Women's Missionary League that send not only our sisters, but we support our missionaries overseas, our pastors and our deaconesses in the United States. And it also, we encourage women to try writing devotions. And, you know, there are a lot of gifts that women have that we try and encourage them to use as they work for God's kingdom here on earth.
Certainly, a lot of servants have been supported by the work of the LWML. What are some of the ways that that the good news is proclaimed? I know you mentioned supporting those missionaries. Some some women have gone and served as missionaries as well. Where are some of the places that that missionaries, either supported by WML or LWML women, have gone to serve to share the good news of Jesus?
Well, I know that a lot of our women in LWML in the United States have gone to areas of Latin America especially. They've done women's programs down there. They've done English as a second language. They have done clean water, water purification projects down there. But I will ask you, Andy, do you realize that we help spread the gospel through KFUO? I don't know if you're aware, but in 2007-2009, the LWML had a grant for $50,000 to KFUO to enable the internet streaming of live and archived programming and Bible studies. So we like to think that, you know, we've helped spread the gospel through your work at KFUO as well.
Absolutely. And we are grateful for the partnership and the opportunity to work together to reach so many people around the globe. You know, we talk about sending missionaries around the world, and that certainly is important, to send God's servants to proclaim the good news of Jesus, to do works of mercy around the world. But we're also thankful for the opportunity to partner with LWML to tell the good news of Jesus via the internet, which can go some places that missionaries on the ground can't go sometimes.
Absolutely.
And
we're
Absolutely. Grateful for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about your new work as president? What are some of the things you're looking forward to doing and serving as president with LWML?
Well, one of the immediate things I'm very excited about is, I'm not sure if you're aware, but at our convention in 2017 in Salt Lake City, we will be celebrating 75 years of God's blessings to LWML as an organization, and those blessings that have been passed on to the people that we have worked with over the years. So we are going to celebrate the fact that in 1942, these women in the LWML, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, wanted a more organized way to support missions and service to people in the churches. And they, 7 months after Pearl Harbor, which I just think is awesome, they decided that, yes, they were going to band together and start raising more money for these missions and stuff. So we're going to celebrate that God has continued to bless our work over those years, and it's going to be a real nice convention. I believe it's also the year of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, so we're going to look forward to doing that. Other things, we just want to get women to really engage in their community organizations so that we can show our Christian joy that we have as we work with our work in the school, you know, volunteer organizations and such like that. I really would like to see our women get out and out there more.
Absolutely. Well, and let's talk about who are the women that make up Lutheran Women's Missionary League. What's the spectrum of age? What are the demographics?
Well, basically from birth to death. I mean, we have women come to our gatherings with their infant children, and then like me, their mothers are in it. We have teenagers that participate. We have a special outreach to young women. To many of our church members anymore are not Cradle Lutherans, so they're not sure what LWML is, so we have an outreach program for our young women to let them know what LWML does. We also have, as our church becomes more multicultural in makeup, we have a outreach within LWML to multicultural women. We have brought in some beautiful sisters with lots of different ethnic backgrounds, and we're really learning a lot from them. And we have 92, 95-year-old women who are faithfully giving in their mite boxes and sending out mustard seed devotions in their cards that they send to people. It's a broad spectrum. Hmm. It really is.
Well, that's great to hear. And what do you think about the future of LWML? Where do you hope that this will go, Lutheran Women's Missionary League will go in the future?
I hope that all women will see that there is something in LWML for them that will enable them and help them to serve better with the gifts that God has given them. Everyone is so individual, but LWML has so many resources and so many opportunities to be in service and to be in the Word and just to enrich the lives of the women in LWML so that they can do the same for the people in their communities, in their households, in their churches.
Hmm. Absolutely. Well, any events coming up in the near future? I know that you're looking forward to the next convention, the next conference. Anything coming up in this coming year or in the near future that you'd like to share with us?
Well, in October, we have our interdepartmental meeting, which is where we get all our committees and committee heads together, and we chart out the programs and resources that we want to work on over the next 2 years. That'll involve about 70 people. These women are from all over the United States. Again, lots of variance in ages and experience, and it gives us a chance to raise up new leaders in the group, and to also communicate with them how, you know, the larger organization as a whole works. And it's always interesting to see what programs and resources they come up with, because there's so many different thoughts flying around at that meeting, and it's a good meeting.
Sounds like a lot of fun getting together and sharing ideas, sharing the blessings that the Lord has given us, the gifts that he's given us, and to put those together to see how they might be used.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, anything else about Lutheran Women's Missionary League that that perhaps we don't know about, or maybe some of the what we might call best-kept secrets of LWML? That
Well, I think some of our best-kept secrets actually aren't secret. They're on our website, LWML.org. But we do have a daily devotion that is emailed out to subscribers, and it's now going out to over 5,000 people. and daily, and that's a wonderful resource. You know how you get an email devotion, and for some reason it just seems to fit with your situation that day. And these are very short, one-minute devotions, and everybody that gets them just loves them. We have lots of resources for Bible study that are free downloadable off the website. We have studies on DVD with workbooks that are very easy to use. And, of course, we have our quarterly publication called The Quarterly, and which has lots of mission stories, Bible studies, news features. And it's not just for LWML women. It's for all LCMS women.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that we do have members in LWML, and they're the ones who, if you're an official member, you can vote for mission grants and officers and things like that at conventions. But everyone is invited to participate and encouraged to participate. Children, men, women who aren't quote-unquote members of LWML. But we're always looking for people to help us do our projects and things, and we welcome anybody who would like to participate in getting the Word of God out to the world.
Hmm. Well, it's great work that you do, and it's amazing how something as simple as a little mite box when you're a child can turn into great work of supporting and sending missionaries, proclaiming the good news of Jesus around the world on worldwide KFUO, and so many other things that LWML does with just those little mite boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much. Again, what's the website, Patty?
It is www.lwml.org.
That's pretty easy.
That's pretty easy. It's easy to get to. It's easy to navigate around, and it's very pretty.
Absolutely. With just a little bit of the purple on there, the LWML
yes.
purple.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time talking with us this morning, sharing with us about your work as president, new president of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. And thank you for your partnership with Worldwide KFUO and the church in telling the good news of Jesus around the world.
Well, thank you, Andy, for having me. I'm always happy to talk about LWML.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless your work.
You too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Kevin Lentz from St. Mark Lutheran Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 5 today, verses 1 through 16. Hope you can join us for that, listeners, and more. All coming up after the break. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.